The number of smokers in New York City has dropped almost 20% in the last 5 years. That means 240,000 fewer smokers since 2002. That's according to a study published today. It is the steepest decline in the nation since 1965. Why the drop? Well, high taxes, a ban on public smoking, and scary TV ads like this one featuring a man who needed a tracheotomy because of his smoking habit.
I will have to do this for the rest of my life.
Sarah Pearl is Assistant Commissioner at New York City's Health Department's Bureau of Tobacco Control. She co-wrote the new study. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So which do you credit most for reducing smoking?
Well, it really is the combination of all three of those elements. It's the tax with the Smoke-Free Air Act and also the hard-hitting media. I think if I had to choose one thing, it would certainly be the hard-hitting media from the last year. But I think overall we know that tax is really the most effective intervention to help smokers quit and to keep potential smokers from starting.
So people actually can't afford to smoke, so they quit smoking?
I think part of what the tax actually does is it begins to squeeze people. In other words, I think most smokers, and we know this from the data, want to quit. So if it's too hard to afford cigarettes to smoke, if there's no place to smoke them, and if it's just too problematic to smoke them, smokers are much more likely to quit.
Talk about that ad for a minute. That features a Hispanic man, and there's a large Hispanic population in New York City. Did you see large declines in the Hispanic community?
We did, in fact, see declines in the Hispanic community. The decline was from 20.2% to 17.1% in that 1 year between 2005 and 2006. So it is possible that the Hispanic community was more responsive to the ad than the rest of the communities, but we've seen declines in the rest of the communities, too. So we think that really that ad is just very effective for smokers overall. It is scary. I think that part of what makes that ad effective is the fact that it's not about somebody dying. It's about living with the consequences of smoking for the rest of your life. It's about not being able to swim. It's about having a permanent hole in your throat and having to speak through a device. It's about some serious consequences that really impact your life in a way that's not very pleasant.
What is the takeaway message, do you think, for people in your position in other cities across the country? What should they be focusing on?
Well, we think that these three elements are the key elements for tobacco control, that if you have a tax, you have a Smoke-Free Air Act, and you're willing to run hard-hitting ads that are both graphic and frequent, that you really are going to see the kind of decline that we've seen. This decline of almost 20%, almost a quarter of a million fewer smokers in New York City, has been over the course of 4 years, which is really very quick. And we think it's because we've put all of these elements into place at the same time, and we've continued to keep the message about tobacco fresh for people, that quitting is something that they need to do. Even if they've tried to quit and not succeeded, they need to try again until they do succeed. We know that most smokers try to quit several times before they are successful, so it's really pushing them to make quit attempts. They learn something about themselves every time they make a quit attempt, what triggers them, what kind of support they need. Maybe they need nicotine replacement therapy. Maybe they need to try a different medication. And each time they get a little closer to quitting, and eventually they succeed.
Sarah Pearl is with New York City's Health Department's Bureau of Tobacco Control talking about the dramatic decrease in smoking in that city. Thank you, Sarah Pearl.
Thank you.